Okay, everybody, we're back to our completion of the third part, which is the advanced decline T, and we have a new a PDF file for you to look at, which is called the 2009-1004 ADT. And for this chart, what I've done is I've added in a plot of the advanced decline line for the New York Stock Exchange in the green color. The picture gets a little bit complicated, but if you follow the green line, for this chart, it rolled over in September of 08, went down to a low, which is eventually in the November time period of 08, rallied up into early January, which we have discussed in previous updates. Okay, came down to a little bit to a token low in early March. It then ran into a big wave that went up into early June, which is the projected top date for the first T. It pulled back a little bit into June. It rallied back but couldn't make a new high, so it topped out below the old high of June. It pulled back, and that's point B. Then it rallied back up. It came back to point C, which is in red. And then it took off, and it made another strong run into what was the mystery T's top date in sort of the middle of September. And now it has pulled back, and you'll notice it's got an ABC type of a pullback and so forth into the early October time period, because this chart ends on the 2nd of October. And we look like they're ready to go as far as the advanced decline T, which is shown in red here, into a mid-October peak. We talked about the in my updates that the arms ratio is given an oversold condition. The only thing that's missing in the whole concept here is the fact that the market is very likely to make an intraday bottom on the black line, which is given as the 1008 on the cash S&P price, and that's what we're waiting on. The fact that the oscillator has gone down to minus 150 was listed as minus 155 there. If you go back, that's lower than we've had for a long time, but it's more like it's the kind of a low that you got back in the bear market rather than the bull market. That's probably a negative, but you know, as far as what's concerned right now, he says it's extremely oversold. I would suspect that if you're going to go down on Monday to test that black line 1008 level, that it's going to turn around pretty fast on that one, come right out of there very quickly, and then you're going to get caught up in this. If that were to happen, then you would get the wrong T confirmation that this is a low, and but you probably would have to get down to the black line, I assume, because eventually what you're going to find out is that the wrong T can get you to a price objective, but it's really the channel that's going to give you the price objective. So that's one's the time objective, then you have the price objective, and then you're going to have to use the advanced decline T construction here, which is ABCD, which basically means that the cash buildup phase for this T is from A, the momentum peak in March, down to the first low, which is in June. That's really what the cash buildup phase is. And then you say that amount of time, when you make the double bottom at C on the advanced decline line, the green line there, and you also make a slightly lower low on the S&P 500, that's where you count those number of days out to get to point D. So you say that the time equation is, you know, days between dates and so forth. You can use calendar dates, or you can use market dates open, is that the time differential between C and D is the same as the A to B. Okay, that's roughly mid-October, but we have the equations for it, and it is possible to get this very precisely, which we'll do next week. If you are interested in doing that yourself, what you have to do is you have to kind of compromise. It's the same thing that you had between the November and the November 08 and early March of 08. You see, there's a slightly lower AD line between November and March. But that sort of stuff tilts through history. You've got a lower, right around the center of this advanced, the current advanced decline table in red here, you've got a lower S&P 500 in early July than in June, but you've got a slightly lower June at B versus C, and you sort of have to find out what is B and C relative to both the S&P 500 lows days, and you can get that intraday, versus the advanced decline line, which you cannot get, I don't believe you can get for intraday, or at least not on the charts that I get. So what you're looking for is to say that the time from A to B, however you define B, as a combination between the advanced decline low and the S&P low, which was on the black line, and then the C, which is it penetrated it slightly, but the AD line was slightly higher. You have to figure out what those two dates are, and then you say that the time from A to B is the number of days of the cash buildup phase, and then you take it, you figure out where C is, and you add that on, and you get D. I will do that. If you want to make the calculation, you can send it to me an email, and then I'll do it, and we'll make sure that nobody comes out with the wrong answer. But in any case, the reason that's supposed to be correct is that in 1932 bottom, that produced the correct example. In 08, I did the computation from the 02-03 bottom and concluded that using the ABCD construction, and that projected that you would reach a top in around mid-September of 07. It turns out that it wasn't the next month had a token new high, so it's off by a month. But that's a 4.5 year projection, and that, you know, you go off 1 month, that's a 2% error. We also learned from that case that there was an earlier top, because if you remember going into 07, they made a top in June, then they came down to that horrible decline into August, which was the I think that was Bear Stearns problem coming out. Then they came out and they made a token new high. This could be one of those cases, because basically the T's are all fractally related, which means that if you just you can scale them up and scale them down, they act the same. So you can say that the mystery T's top in September and the top which you expect in October are basically two tops with a sharp decline in between them, very similar to the top in it was June and July, then the August, June, I guess it was, June of 07, low in August, and then you come back out of it again. What you're really looking for here is that the thing is really sold out. And if they go down and have a selling climax on Monday, which would satisfy the coming down of the black line, that you reverse the thing, and everybody that was on the sidelines decides this is the place to buy, and you set it up good up to the D top. We'll compute that one. We'll compute where D is, and after we see the turnaround, because that's the more important thing to see for now. As far as for the future is concerned, in the updates, I noticed that the arms ratio had the big 3.6, 3.7, depending on who you listen to, coming in early, which was the selling climax, basically. Okay, Friday the market went down a little bit less, but you should have seen the selling climax. So that what that means that on Monday you should, that if you're going to go down and test that 1008 level on the S&P 500, it should reverse very quickly, because they've already done the selling climax. You don't have to do the selling climax anymore. It's just some they don't like the earnings reports that are, you know, anybody that's putting out earnings reports now that has bad numbers has to give a warning now, because we're going to go into earnings season. So maybe they're worried about that. Maybe it's just carryover and momentum and so forth. But what we're going to learn out of this situation is whether the wrong T works, but you have to respect the channels, which is the black line, or not. And then when we come out, assuming we come out, which is my forecast, okay, when you come out, how good is the computation on D? Okay, there's a little bit of interpretation on that advanced decline line, S&P 500, where B and C is in the equations. We can work on that one, and we'll get it right. We'll get that right so that the next time we run into one of these difficulties, we'll have something to work on. Okay. The big thing, though, is that when you start a new bull market, you have this first wave up in the advanced decline line. You pull back to BC. You have another wave up. You come up with some kind of a high, going into mid-October. But that next correction that you have is for the total of the two waves up in the advanced decline line. And that is not a half channel correction. That's down to the green line. Okay, so that's what the warning is. Previously, when we were back looking for the correction in the June-July time period, I told you not to worry about it, and everybody was worried about it. But the history of coming out of the bull market is that's not the one you worry about. This is after you get this rally out of the way. That's the one you worry about. Okay. So that's an evolutionary standpoint. The way you do that is you look at the center post of advanced decline T's, and you find out that the first two runs basically don't have a big correction in it. Then they make a big correction for the first two runs. And then when they come out of that, everybody and their brother that missed the first two runs, they missed the bottom in March or the run-up into the present time period. And they see that as their big chance to make money. So that's why you get oversold, but then they want to jump onto it. And as long as there's enough money on the sidelines, and the Federal Reserve are printing money all the time, you get the big run. Okay, but after that, you get back to this problem of you gut everybody. Okay, so you go into a toppy phase. So you want to respect the fact that you're going to have a decline. You should have a rally up to up to the middle of this month. You should have a big correction, but then you have an even bigger run after that. You got they don't want to buy anything. There probably isn't that much money around. So that's what we're talking about here. And, if I have to put an update on, what I do is I take the data at 6 o'clock Eastern time, which means 2 hours after the New York Stock Exchange closes. And if I put up an update, it'll be within the next half hour. So I see the data 2 hours after and I reproduce these charts here, 2 hours after the market closes in New York. And then I look at it for 15 to 20 minutes. It's very easy for me to post a one-sentence update. So that would be up by 2.5 hours after the New York close if you're not on New York time. Okay, that's it. We'll see how it goes, and I'll produce some updates as things go along if I see something that looks kind of funny. Good luck. Bye-bye.